Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Folks, it's always an honor to have our next guest on the show. Someone I've come to admire so much for his intellect, for his courage in his work, and the fact that he hangs out with us from time to time. He gives us some of his time. That's a big deal to us around here. Guy Saumon, ladies and gentlemen. He lives in France, but he spends a lot of time in the United States. He has dual citizenship now, he and his wife. He's the CEO of France Amérique. It's a monthly biweekly magazine about the French culture. And he's written dozens of books, which have sold probably a billion copies around the world. One of them is Economics Does Not Lie, and he's our good friend and a tenured member of our Brain Trust, Guy Saumon. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be with you, you know, and it's very easy to speak openly with you, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing is hidden.
That's exactly right. We don't hide things around here. We tell it like it is.
Thank you
for recognizing that. So, Guy, give us a report on how things are going in Europe. What, in general, what is the EU economy like right now? What's the trend? What's the vector?
We are doing quite well. I mean, the slow growth, you know, though the mature economy, there is not a very strong entrepreneurship culture like in the United States, but we are doing quite okay, and we have two problems. One problem is that the education is so bad, public education is so bad, that many young people, and mostly from immigrant origin, are not integrated in the education system, and therefore they can't find a job. So this is a major problem.
It's part of the lack of assimilation of immigrants in Europe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it really starts at the education level. You know, the public education level at the primary level is really, really bad. So if you come from a good family, it's okay. You'll survive. If you come from a poor family, it's not okay. You'll get an awful education, and you won't find a job afterwards.
And that promotes and sustains a class system, doesn't it?
Of course it does. That means that, you know, maybe 15 or 20% of the population is not really part of the success of Europe. I mean, they stay on the margin. And these people, when they are young, they tend to get nervous and take to the street, which you can see these days in Paris and other French cities. Okay?
Right.
Is this going to boil over?
Is this going to reach critical mass and become a real problem for Europe?
No, I don't think so, because these people, they have no leader, they have no agenda, they just say we are not happy, but it's not a revolutionary movement. They don't want to change a society, they want to join the society. So, you know, it's not in a revolution. You have leaders, you have troops, you have an agenda, you have an ideology.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you have scattered people who say, we are unhappy. We want to join the society. We want to become bourgeois like you.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not a revolutionary movement. But, of course, we have to listen to them, and we have to totally revamp the education system. I think we have to introduce free choice.
Is there any movement in Europe to start that ball rolling?
Yeah, I mean, there is. I mean, I think that the French...
Is Macron interested in that at all?
Oh, yes, very much so. You know, he's a young guy. I think he does understand what is going on. And his reaction has been quite positive. I mean, he's not dismissing these people, you know.
Right.
He doesn't say to them, go back to your work, go back to your school. He says, okay, I understand that you need a kind of education and a kind of system where you will be able to join the mainstream and to be able to work and mm-hmm. to be able to improve your lot. And he's saying that since 3 months, and I'm going to say that the situation has become much more quiet because for the first time the president seems to understand what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our first problem.
It's very
the other
interesting.
Problem in Europe is the other problem in Europe is Brexit, of course.
Right, and I want you to talk about that. I want to get you to give us a report on where things are on the European side of Brexit, and because we've gotten some reports on the British side of Brexit, and also we're going to talk about how are certain American companies doing in Europe, like Amazon and Google. Guy has got a report on some of the challenges they have over there in doing their business in European countries. It's 20 till, right back with Guy Somah. One of his books I'm looking at is called Economics Does Not Lie, A Defense of the Free Market.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.